Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It's Thursday night, live show, 8/25/2022. I mean, the Lord Jesus has told us all about it. We can look in the headlines today and we can see what he was talking about. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. So we are going to have wars, okay? There are going to be wars. It's not going to be sweetness and light right now. There's going to be wars and rumors of wars. But the end is not yet. The end meaning when the whole thing is done. When the whole deal is done is what the end means, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences. Now, pestilences are not just roaches that you're going to eat or crickets you're going to eat or mealyworms you're going to eat when they try to feed them and throw them down your throat because of the New World Order Luciferians. Working directly for the fallen angels and Lucifer himself. But we're talking about pestilences as in viruses and bad bacteria and diseases and that kind of stuff, okay? So famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. That would also include volcanoes, you see, and that kind of a thing. All these are the beginning of sorrows. They're just the beginning. This is going to get so bad you can't believe it. So don't you think you need to prepare for it? That's why I was told to start talking about this 18 plus years ago, to do it on air. That's why I was given this scripture and a few of the others. And why I've stuck with them, when I always say to Lord Jesus, Lord, provide me, give me another scripture. He said, do you think they understand the ones I've already told you to emphasize? Well, people are starting to get it now, although some people are late in the game. Some people are new to the information now and are getting started quickly. So, you know, pray to Lord Jesus. Pray to our Father in heaven to assist you to provide for yourself as quickly as possible to prepare you and your family to survive what is to come. All these are the beginning of sorrows. It's Matthew 24 is where it is. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. So because you love Jesus, they're going to kill you. Some of you, they're going to kill. And you'll be hated for it, and already are. That's already starting to happen, okay? And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. I like the way it's put in Luke, which I think perhaps maybe is a little bit more possibly to what Lord Jesus actually may have said. But it goes like this. And ye shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinsfolks and friends. And some of you shall they cause to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But there shall not a hair of your head perish. In your patience possess ye your souls. You got to stick with the Lord Jesus. If you're not with him, then right now, then go and say, Lord Jesus, I repent of my sins to you, Lord. And please, and I pray that you come into my heart to be my Savior. And if you do that, you're sincere, he'll start to wash you clean. He'll wash your sins away. He'll start to teach you. He'll start to make you feel better. He'll start to clean you out from the inside. He'll take your old dirty windows of an old factory that were like 6 inches of dust and dirt on the outside, and he'll start to wash them off. And by golly, may take a little bit because you might be dirty as heck, but you're going to start to have some bright sun coming in your windows before too long, and that is the bright light of God. That's the bright light of Lord Jesus. The pure water, the pure and clear water, going to go onto them windows and wash them clean. All right? And many false prophets shall rise and deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he, here's what the Lord wants, he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. And when ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation, spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place, then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains, and let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house, neither he let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. And woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, and neither on the Sabbath day, for there shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of all the world to this time, no, nor never shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. And then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not, for there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Well, you see, that's going to be the spaceman. That's going to be the aliens, the ETs, the UFOs, the ATIPs, whatever they're calling them now. Oh, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I talked to you about the Zulu 82, didn't I? Well, you know, we talked about it in a different way. And what we talked about is that it was started in Britain, like from Airbus. Started this lighter-than-air, floaty endurance drone, you know. But then at a certain point in time, the Red Chinese allegedly came in with capital inside the Airbus and became involved in this project. So then this project then becomes the Army's assured positioning, navigation, and timing. Cross-functional team. Okay. In a cagey, in a press release Monday about exactly what happened last week on the 64th day of the flight, where the 82nd, 80-foot, 2-foot wide, 165-pound unmanned aircraft, but there are enough questions that any future flight of the Zephyr has now been delayed until 2023. Well, could it be that since they were flying over the Caribbean, the Gulf Coast, and all of that, and the Pacific and the South Atlantic, and then came back over the United States, could it be that those airburst transmissions they were making, which we told you about, told you they were doing airbursts to a SAT, but you see, the problem is the Chinese chips, and there was all kind of problems that we talked about that could be going on, because it looks like that information was going directly to Red China, to their military, and that those ships allegedly to be watching over the drills of the Russians and the Chinese, the Iranians, the Cubans, and the Venezuelans. Allegedly that maybe that was all really to look and see what our defensive positions were. what our defensive positions on the border are, what our stuff going on off the coast of California, off the coast of where San Diego's at, where all the stuff has been going on up in the ocean there and off by, to see what our defenses, what our things are. And I'm going to tell you what, allegedly, and it's from the deep background says that, in fact, that information was going to Red China, and that could be exactly why we said it ought to come down, and that is why it possibly did come down. Now, where is that? That's the Army's Ultra Endurance Zephyr drone comes down after unexpected termination over the Arizona desert. And this is in BreakingDefense.com. BreakingDefense.com. And it was on August 23rd of this year. August 23rd. So that is, for all of those who didn't believe that there was a Zulu 82, there sure as heck was. And I maintain that the opinions and deep background information may have been correct about that. It was going to the Chinese, and that's exactly where the information was also being picked up by, because it was designed with the right Chinese chips to do all of that. It's just like if you go back, I mean, it's just like I remember a jillion incidents. I remember when Dart Dove Hunter's little aircraft was flying, Air Force 2 was flying over Singapore. And all of a sudden there started, the coffee maker went on the fritz. And then the microwave went on the fritz. And then circuits that were involving the avionics of the plane started going a fritz. And so they called in for an emergency landing down in Singapore. Well, Dart Dove Hunter did, and all the boys and crew. And they went down there, landed, then all of a sudden there was a guy came up from the Red Chinese. A Red Chinese diplomat or diplomatic type cat or intelligence type cat come up and said, we see your plane came down. Where did it start to have trouble? Was it in the coffee maker and then the microwave? And allegedly, because of some that might have been there in security functions and roles back then, talked about it. Allegedly, Cheney looked at him in the eye and they said, oh, yes, we know exactly what your outages were and where they started and where that we were able to control them. Chinese chips. So they wanted to talk to him. They talked to him about something, and that was it. Then all of a sudden, he had no problem with his coffee maker or his microwave or any of the avionics of the plane. And they took off. So I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. But I always use the word allegedly, and I talk about opinions and the deep background, and that's the best I can do to forward it on to you. Now, while all of this is going on, apparently sections of the Task Force 1, or it should be, Special Operations Air Army Air Reserve or Air Regiment, Special Operations Air Regiment, SOAR 160. Used to be Task Force 160 in the old days when we knew them back when. But while they're talking about that, apparently that's part of the 101st Airborne and all of that are being called up to go into the Ukraine, according to Al Turner. And anyway, and then we already know that per source of mine is that we had Rangers and sniper teams and different stuff, units in Poland. We got all of a sudden, I see an article today or yearsterday that the Kearsarge amphibious carrier group shows up in Lithuania, naval amphibious ship, and they talk about it being one of the WASP class and all that kind of stuff, like a World War II thing. Well, yeah, but really what it is about is that is a Marine Corps Expeditionary Force. It's sitting right there on the thing. You got a few thousand Marines with their equipment and some light armor and some Jeeps and that kind of stuff and helicopters and what have you, ready to go. So now you also got the Russians talking about they're going to have show trials about who's involved and all of this stuff and causing the problems. But they're also one of their foreign secretary, triple, you know, assistant or deputy or whatever, like an underling secretary of state of Russia kind of a guy, said that, hey, we're gonna launch nukes on an English or British territory. We'll attack it. So we're so close to war. Rumors of war. We have widespread drought. Two-thirds of the continent of Europe is in drought. You can't navigate the rivers. Can't float coal down the thing. You can't take oil. You can't take steel. You can't take food. You're not growing food or fruits or vegetables or what have you. You got no hay for cattle or for, you know, dairy cattle either and all of that. England, about 50% of their crops are gone. The United States, over half the country is in a severe drought. We're running out of tomatoes. We're running out of this, running out of that. The corn crops all throughout the Midwest, Nebraska, Iowa, Illinois, various places, the corn is not looking that great. The wheat crops have been damaged. We're damaged, the wheat harvest, and that's still, you know, going on up way up north, but on up into Canada, but that, you see, has been damaged. The food is going up, 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 and that ain't stopping. That is not stopping. And now I guess the media is going to blame Trump, you know, for the vaccines and all the deaths. Well, that's interesting is that I disagreed with all that vaccine stuff that he did do because Trump is naive. He was right on the money with hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. If he'd have taken that, he'd have not had the problem. Apparently, the British numbers, the stats out of Great Britain or out of the UK, allegedly are that one out of every 73 people who took the vaccines, in other words, one out of every 73 of the vaccinated for the COVID died, has died within the last year. I saw the other night a high school player, high school football player, cardiac arrest on the field. The story the other day of the Scottish bicycle champion who won the Scottish national bicycle race, who's then riding with his friend who's an American bike rider who's a bicyclist, top bicyclist woman, and all of a sudden he is you know, fit as a fiddle and won the big race, then he collapses on his bicycle, has a cardiac arrest. Why? Well, he had the allegedly had the double vax and the double booster. I guess he's got some of those allegedly some of those blood clots that are looking like from outer space, the graphene oxide hydrocarbons that will ring like a bell when the 5G wishes you to go to hell, okay? And that's all happening in the background. And the food prices go up. Gasoline has stayed about the same because they're tied to the New World Order, too, so they're trying to make it look good but make a fortune at the same time. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, it'll just wear you out, and then you want to turn from it. You see, you want to turn away from it. But I'll tell you what, Lord Jesus already told us what's getting ready to happen, and you should understand that, and you should prepare for it, you see. That's the key to that. The weather warfare just off the charts. We've had not only the droughts, but we've had in the big rains. This recent one in Dallas. Dallas, St. Louis, Death Valley, you know. Parts of Illinois, different places. Five or six different places in the United States. Just incredibly, you know, down in, I know, in Louisiana as well, and parts of Arkansas and all of that, Mississippi, you know, 10, 12, 13, 14, 15 inches of rain. Just nuts. And then you have these guys like Klaus Schwab, World Economic Forum advisor, says humanity will wear biometric sensors and be tracked by big tech and government. Now, that's Klaus Schwab, which is interesting. Old Schwab is one of these guys that, you know, that was the son of a major Third Reich industrialist. And the World Economic Forum that he runs promotes publicly political candidates that say they will capture elected offices and penetrate governments on behalf of the World Economic Forum, including in the United States, for the purpose of advancing their Orwellian policies. Okay? Interesting. I'm reading out of thenewspunch.com. Thenewspunch.com. Now you got this guy who's his scientific advisor and what have you. Yuval Noah Harari. He's an Israeli World Economic Forum advisor, publicly proclaimed that the global elite don't need the vast majority of the population, because he's mocking humanity as unintelligent and worthless. And on other occasions, Harari pondered how to keep useless people occupied after they're replaced by the AI, and suggesting that they could be kept in a state of permanent sedation on a diet of drugs and video games. Well, there you got 1984, Animal Farm, Brave New World. You got all these things, don't you? Going right there. And it's interesting to me is that Mr. allegedly Yuval Noah Harari, the last name Harari reminds me of a guy that escaped out of Panama through the Cordillera, who was named, who had been an advisor to Noriega, Manuel Noriega, the generale. And I remember how I knew before when they were going to go, somebody said, here was the quote. And I don't know if this guy's still in or not, but it doesn't make any difference. He said, Sergeant Corella, who was the master of the Australian Rappel, Sergeant Corella said that they're going to visit Noriega. Santa Claus is going to come down his chimney. Okay? And that's what they did. And I knew that. I told a bunch of people they couldn't believe I knew when we were going to attack Panama. But anyway, be that as it may, a guy named Michael Harari, allegedly, who was allegedly a Mossad agent and advisor to Noriega, he leapt out of the Cordillera, that's the mountain range there, and he kind of went back to Israel. So I just wonder if Yuval Noah Harari, who's talking like he's a Nazi, which I don't understand, I do, but I don't, and he's talking about the useless people that, after they're replaced by AI, suggesting they could be kept in a permanent state of sedation on a diet of drugs and video games, or basically just to get rid of all of the majority of the people, you see. So it's just interesting. And Harari's push to brand humanity with biometric sensors that will be monitored by global left-wing authoritarian regimes and big tech corporation echoes other statements he's made over the years. And in a 2020 op-ed, Harari called for a global plan regarding the universal wearing of biometric sensors using the Communist China born COVID-19 virus as a catalyst, or a raison de jour, a reason of the day. Harari, that's my added comment. Harari dismissed concerns regarding privacy and other basic human rights that would be squashed by his 24-hour biometric surveillance plan, writing that people just need to trust science, to trust public authorities, and to trust the media, claiming that politicians have encouraged their supporters to think for themselves are authoritarians. Well, you know what? While our media, while even Fox News talks about these upcoming elections and this one and that one and the other one and all of that, incidentally, just like I told you, the Republicans are blowing it. All they thought they were going to do is have this big, giant red wave and all this stuff. And now they're finding out is that the Democrats can still rig an election and can still utilize the media to say whatever they're going to say while the Republicans aren't spending any money and aren't doing hardly any ads or out talking. And mushmouth Mitch McConnell, he would rather tear down the Republican Party, tear down the Senate, tear down the House of Representatives, the Congress, tear down the whole United States just to make Trump wrong and say that Trump's candidates are not the right candidates. Now, personally, I don't care if Trump, you know, does this, that, or the other. I think that Trump's policies had this country in a much better state. And he did do what he said he was going to do. That doesn't mean that he's the greatest end-all, be-all, that-all. Because when you get into the big leagues, there's problems of how you get there, you see. But Trump, in spite of all these things, did do what he said he was going to do for the most part, as they would allow it. And now they're trying to take him out. There's no question about it. So I will tell you what. Why don't they go get Klaus Schwab and this Yuval Harari and put them on a Learjet and bring them over for questioning? We could bring them over for questioning, or they could, of course, the questioning is all going to go down in Canada, I guess, or the World Economic Forum of little Castro or Castro's bastard son, along with Mama Trudeau, who went down there to Cuba for a vacation and stayed a little bit longer, you see, while her old man Trudeau was up playing with the young girls and dancing out at night in the clubs in Toronto, Montreal, and Ottawa. She was down there with old Fidel, allegedly. But anyway, he's installing confessional rooms or interrogation centers to bring in farmers and different people who are violating climate change rules. I guess that's sort of like in the United States when you get all these federal marshals and marshal contractors with automatic weapons that raid an Amish man and his farm in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, because he doesn't want to spray a chemical onto the meat that he kills and is butchering the same day and hanging in a nice cold, you know, storage area. They want him to spray on an antimicrobial chemical, which would then invalidate the organicness or the, you know, the cleanliness of the beef he's raising, and that they've done for, you know, hundreds of years. If he doesn't pay this $250,000 fine in 30 days, they'll probably go in and take his property. Well, I'll tell you what, probably a little bit like that. And then they got these mealyworm breakfast foods and mealyworm hamburgers and all kind of crazy stuff, crickets and grasshoppers and this one and that one and the other one. Like I said, in high school, I had a biology teacher who brought in for the class. They brought in the chocolate-covered grasshoppers, you know, and that kind of stuff. So we had one of them and ate one of them, and it was just kind of, you could taste a little bit of chocolate, but it was kind of crunchy, and it was like you had to, you get the little leg of their, one of their legs stuck in your teeth. You got to get that out quick before you upchuck. Ladies and gentlemen, this is like Ordo Ab Chao. Create the chaos, and out of that comes the order of the Luciferians and the fallen angels and the AI and the secret police like the FBI and the ATF and the DHS and the CDC and all the different ones, you see. And it's happening on 1,000 fronts. It's going across the board, laying it down, kapow, 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 kapow. And it's getting so much you can't even hardly deal with it. Lucifer is going to wear out the saints, you see. And that's happening. But I will tell you what. There's power in the blood of Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you like to keep Old Hawk on the air. Anything is most needed or welcome, let me tell you. You can reach me in terms of email, which I just take the email. I don't do anything else, basically email. Or you can reach me through the mailbox, which I'll give you in a minute. But you can reach me email. Radio Hawk 777 at hotmail.com. Radio Hawk 777 at hotmail.com. Or you can write me, and if you want to give me a little bit of a blessing or a little bit of something to keep me going, which I need it too, you can send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street. Number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965, West 83rd Street. Number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Federal Reserve notes, a little bit of silver, a little gold, whatever, a check. May the Lord return it to you 10,000-fold. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you see, we've got these things where they're taking guns away. And if you go look around St. Louis and you go over in the Illinois side, and you will see, let's see here if I can get this. I thought I had this right here anyway. Okay, let me see if I've got it up here on the on my screen. I had this story, and I thought I had it queued up, but I guess I don't right now. Okay, here it is right here. Oh, yeah. Nearly 300 Southern Illinoisans have to give up their firearms after gun rights are revoked. And then over there, the police are confiscating all of their guns. Okay. Kind of interesting, isn't it? Huh? And it's just, it is just incredible because this, I started seeing it a couple within the last 2 weeks. It's not the first one. August 25th, Illinois State Police announced Wednesday that it has forced nearly 300 people in Southern Illinois to give up ownership of their firearms after they had their firearms rights revoked. As part of a firearm enforcement blitz from June 16th to July 31st. And this was in Southern Illinois counties, St. Clair, that's Belleville and that area, Madison, Monroe, Clinton, and Randolph. State police officers performed 710, quote unquote, compliance checks, which resulted in 295 people being placed into compliance with the state's firearm owner's identification card or FOID card. Illinois State Police said those placed in compliance, interestingly enough, in talking to the World Economic Forum, I believe allegedly it was Pfizer's chief of Pfizer, Borla, who was talking about how they could make, Pfizer allegedly could make a pill or some kind of a drug, I think it was a pill or capsule, that had a tracking device in it that had like the vaccine or whatever in there or whatever thing, and that it, that it would have a mini chip, microchip, that beeped or told you whenever the medicine was taken and digested, so they could track it. And then you, he said to the, I believe, the World Economic Forum people, wouldn't it be great to get that? How much compliance do you think you could get out of that? Compliance. They want you to comply with the order that they demand from you, you see, because they've created the chaos and destroyed the nation. Yes, and Joe Biden and his crew, they destroyed the gasoline prices, all those good-paying union jobs they destroyed for the pipeline, the XL pipeline. Drove the gas prices up. That's then caused the farmers to have all kind of trouble. And then they're using the weather warfare machinery. And some of you out there think that, you know, you were in the military at such a point in time, and that you were with good guys, and you were good guys, and your officers were good guys, and all that. And you think that the military was that aspect, or that intelligence group was that good, you see. You were really on point. But that ain't the true story of the whole deal. When you start going down the Luciferian side of the coin, of the pentagram, and of the intelligence agencies, and like the NSA, created to deal with the space aliens and all of that. Truman created it, as well as doing the, you know, Majestic 12 or Magi, the Majestic or the Magic. Geordie Gen Intelligence Command, that kind of stuff, you know. But be that as it may, this word compliance seems to be popping up all the time. So the Illinois State Police, that those placed in compliance had to do the following. Surrender their firearm owner's ID card. Ah. Got to give up your right in Illinois. Transfer all firearms out of their possession. That means the cops confiscated them. Complete a firearms disposition record to detail the guns involved. And the enforcement details are designed to ensure that those who have had all their firearm rights revoked are in compliance with the Firearm Owners Identification Card Act. So this is one of the raids and stuff that was done in these counties. But then they conducted all kind of these things in all of Illinois' 102 counties. And statewide, 1,027 people were placed into compliance with the FOID law. Well, I think you need to just go to the camp, don't you think? You just go to the Illini football stadium or the, I don't know, could be one of the other universities that there, you know. And they could put you on the government water, bilge water and cheese diet, you know, before they guillotine you. Because Illinois is going that way. That was a story out of the Belleville News Democrat. It's kind of funny. I used to, years ago, used to hunt deer down there with bow and arrow. Just a bunch of people. And go to the beer and chicken dances and that kind of stuff. But that's been many moons ago. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I know that area, St. Clair, Madison, Monroe, Clinton, Randolph. I know that area. So I'm going to tell you what, you better, if you're living in those areas, regardless of who you are, you better go find a place out in the, the Kaskaskia River Basin or something like that. Find you a locked hollow tree and put you a few extra firearms out in there that you bought at a gun show, maybe in Missouri, you know. Go over across the river and go to Missouri and buy your ammo so you don't need the FOIA card, the FOID card and all that. So you got to have the card to buy ammunition for whatever gun, even granddad's old ancient shotgun or something that he used against the the wild bear in the woods or something back in the 1800s, or the blunderbuss, or the, you know, Pennsylvania long rifle that was passed down to family to family. Oh yeah, the cops are going to take all of those too. But this is part of a pattern. Now, why do I say that? Because in, quote unquote, a major crime enforcement blitz, okay, in where else? It was in, of course, the big gun-toter state, Arizona. Everybody has a firearm in Arizona. Used to carry them. A lot of people used to carry them open in the old days when it was smaller. But the fact is that Arizona's always been owned by the Rockefellers, allegedly. And then you get down into the Phoenix world. You get down into the McCain, allegedly McCain's wife, Senator X, you know, former senator passed away, John McCain's wife. Allegedly her father or grandfather was the bootleg or the beer baron of, you know, that area. The organized crime figure that ran the illegal booze and hooch and beer and what have you. So there are reasons to understand that there is a controlling factor of the whole state by a few groups. But be that as it may, the police out there went after and took a whole bunch of firearms away from people under a firearm enforcement or crime enforcement blitz. And then I also heard last week or the week before, somewhere in there, I think it was in Georgia and maybe one in Alabama, where they did similar things. So that tells me we got a cluster. Clustering is not coincidence. And that this, and I've told this to several good peace officer types, I've let them know about this as well in different states, that they're going to start to see this, and they'd better warn their own friends and family that are in the community. Because this is the beginning of what was in, you remember years and years and years ago back in the 90s, once upon a time there was a Navy officer, probably his Lieutenant J.G., I don't think it was a captain, I think it's probably Lieutenant J.G., who was doing his master's thesis on something, and he decided to do a survey or questionnaire. And he gave it to the Marines at 29 Palms. And there was a number of questions there to get different attitudes and different viewpoints on different things and to come up with statistical information about people inside the enlistment ranks and inside of the officer ranks and what their opinions or what their mindset was with regard to specific questions. That might be then useful and helpful to different people in command to be able to control the military, to make them go one way or the other. And it also telltaled where they want to go, where the pentagram and the high Luciferians want to go with America. And that is to a martial law, you see. Well, anyway, there was two questions that always stuck out, and I may have the numbers of the questions in the original questionnaire wrong, but be that as it may, after the Marines of 29 Palms, they gave that to almost everybody in the United States military and to a large number of the police, sheriff's deputies, that kind of stuff, and federal agents in all of the respective, peace officer, law enforcement, and traffic divisions. You know what I'm saying? To get the idea of what the power in terms of the police power, the martial law controlling powers, what their viewpoints and thoughts were and attitudes were about A. One of the first ones was, would you be willing to serve under a United Nations commander as a U.S. military officer or enlisted person? Okay. That was one of the questions. Then I think it was question 47 or 46, somewhere in there, on the original survey that was given that said, if after Congress and the President have decided that all firearms should be confiscated, turned into the police departments, if after the initial 30 days to turn everything in was up, and then another 15 or 30 day period was granted for one more final time to turn them in. If after that time period had passed, would you as U.S. Marines, or would you as U.S. Army or Air Force or Navy or Coast Guard or whatever, or police or sheriff's deputies, would you be willing under these federal terms, would you be willing to go ahead and work to confiscate the weapons of the American citizens under a martial law scenario to do so? This, I believe, is starting to happen right now because I'm seeing a cluster of, first it was Arizona, Phoenix area, and then it went to, I believe, Georgia or somewhere, and then I guess during the same time period, but now being reported now, it was southern Illinois counties and then some others in Illinois, but primarily southern Illinois counties around, that would be Belleville, East St. Louis, that kind of area. Yeah, I can remember being in the Panorama, for all those of you know, the Panorama Bowling Alley in Belleville, Illinois on a New Year's Eve long ago. Anyway, I didn't live there, I just visited there, but I know about it. Anyway, that is what's going on, I believe, with the gun confiscation. And now we've got more pestilences aborting. Allegedly, Fauci allegedly is now doing gain-of-function research on, quote-unquote, the Spanish flu. And that is the thing that killed about 50 million people. Oh, that's probably in case that might rear its ugly head. But you remember years ago, back in the 90s, Brother Quayle talked about on air, and I remember others had seen the research too, that in Alaska, people who died of the Spanish flu that were buried in the, you know, the permafrost, so to speak, their bodies were preserved. They were digging them up, digging up the permafrost areas or to get the bodies out so that they could take tissues that were preserved out of their lungs to get the Spanish flu or whatever the virus was, which was more like a hemorrhagic virus, allegedly, that first was discovered in the troops coming back, the Big Red One, in Junction City, Kansas, which ironically is just right down the road now from where they've now put the Plum Island type, quote-unquote, Plum Island type level 4 bioresearch lab in there across the road or street from, you know, Kansas State University, where they have a good veterinary school and all of that. K-State. Excuse me. So now we've got these aborting diseases. We've got Nipah, Zika. You got Ebola. And now you got vaccines for Ebola and vaccines for this, vaccines for that. And all these vaccines now seem to be the RMRA or RMNA or, you know, stuff that changes your DNA, okay, in order to fight the virus or the bacteria or what have you. And meanwhile, from 2014, I saw the research from a medical research journal on ivermectin that it said ivermectin back then would kill SARS and would kill about equine encephalitis, or would stop or break up its the ability to replicate the virus to replicate itself. And it was like all these different viruses. And then I've also heard that some, it helps to abate the replication of the cancer tissue or cancer cells of some cancers, allegedly. You need to research that, talk to your doctor about that. And one man, who incidentally, his cancer's, you know, basically no trace of it in the body now, and we prayed for that man on air, pray for him, Lord Jesus, go to our brother in the mountains, our brother there in the mountains, Lord, will you go to him and will you take care of him and will you doubly clean him out of all the cancer and restore him back to full health? But he went to his doctor and said, you know, I've read a research article about ivermectin being able to help with my type of cancer. And the doctor said, yeah, I know, it probably does, but I'm not going to prescribe it for you. Isn't that an interesting thing to see? See? Really interesting. And then, it's just amazing. Some of these doctors and hospitals are doing, and the good doctors are like 1 in 10 million now. Don't think that when you talk to your doctor, you can't do it, because I just heard last week from somebody that they took their 10-year-old kid in or whatever, an 8-year-old kid, a 10-year-old kid, and the first thing that doctor said to them was, what are your pronouns? So then the guy I heard about, he had made the timeout signal and said, that stuff don't play here. We ain't going to play that game. These are two boys right here. Two young men, all right? And then there was the one person in a hospital in the Kansas City Metro, a big hospital, and allegedly it was a woman and who was in there, and she was needing some kind of a transplant or something. And she was unvaccinated. But they would not do the thing that was necessary to help her. And the hospital would not do it unless she would take the vaccines. Oh, that's what it was. She had taken one vaccine. Not the others. Not the second or the two boosters. Took one dose of the vaccine. And she had a heart problem. And she needed a heart transplant. Well, they would not give her the heart unless she took the second shot. And the two boosters after that. And allegedly she told him, she said, well, these are the ones that caused me to have the heart problem. We don't care. You're not getting the heart. You're not on the list until you do this. That's a true story, by the way. And then I also saw when there was a high school kid on a football field. The high school kid had a cardiac arrest. You're going to start seeing people dropping from this stuff like nobody's business. And they're going to ramp up this 5G and start broadcasting out there, and you're going to start seeing people give up the ghost. Let me tell you, they're going to be in compliance, aren't they? In compliance, yes. Oh, just incredible. 20 million homes in the United States are behind on their power bills. One in every six of American homes. And the electricity going to keep going up and up and up. You know why? We know that because they just put a new tax on it. Biden just put a new tax on it on the deficit reduction plan, all right? $700 trillion in derivatives. About to go belly up. Professor Lawrence Kotlikoff, who was Ronald Reagan's favorite economist, I think it was from Boston University or wherever. And Kotlikoff basically right now would tell you that the real, true total obligation of the United States government is closer to 200 to 250 trillion rather than 30 or 35 trillion or whatever they say it is now. It cannot be paid back. There is not enough property, business worth, bank accounts, stock accounts to pay back $250 trillion worth of stuff. Their state. So anyway, there's other reason than to prepare, aren't there? Financial collapse. The aliens coming down. nuclear war possibilities. All of these things are actually very real, and there's a percentage, you know, a bigger percentage chance of this happening now than ever before. And now gun confiscation and food prices going up and then shortages of food. You need to go out tonight and every day, and while you still got a little bit of money or you got a job, you got money coming in, just take another portion of the money. Save your change. And every couple of days, save the change that comes out of your pocket and go down when you got $5 or $10, go get another can of chunky soup or a can of corn or a can of peaches or whatever it is you want to get. Chow mein noodles, roast beef hash, Dinty Moore stew, whatever it is, Progresso beef barley soup, Progresso, you know, I don't know, tomato soup or vegetable soup or whatever it is. But you better start putting it back, and then if you can get Mountain House or Alpenair or whatever it might be, Wise or whoever the brand name is, of freeze-dried or dehydrated food, and you better could stack some of that up. And water. It's water, 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 except for the places they don't need it, like, you know, in the last few days, Dallas or, you know, Mississippi or Louisiana or St. Louis or wherever the floods have been. You know, Death Valley. Can you imagine Death Valley flooding? Okay. Weather warfare. You know, Brother Quayle wrote a book a long time ago. If you see it, call him at 406-586-4840. Deep Quayle, 406-586-4840. Check and see if they've got any of the Weather Wars books left. If they got one, grab them. Get his book. Sign up for his private briefings and podcasts. Don't go into their Luciferian knife without a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family, your business, your home, your children. Fandango Rangers, I know you're ready. We'll see. Lieutenant Tanner, mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology that you have because you broke away. You're the good guy. MMB. Use your high technology to strike blows against the enemy. Perhaps the Lord would allow it. You could tickle. Put a little tickle on the World Economic Forum crowd, right? And the Rothschild buddies turning taxes between Saxober-Tulsa, all of those types of folks. Your henchmen, speaking to New York. Mickey Lapua, God bless you. You're the best by test on the optics off. And Road, Track, Little L, God bless you all. I got your message, guys. Thank you very much. Write me the nice stuff. And Little L, you can read now. And I know one of you still likes math. You know, not much. You say hi to your daddy, Mom. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. Go out and get some stuff to prepare. Tonight.